They come from all over the place, and there is a tremendous need for foster homes. Kittens that are under 6 weeks of age need to be bottle fed. Most shelters don't have the resources or the personnel to bottle feed kittens. And so most shelters and rescues can't handle them, can't take them. And if a shelter does take them, if they have no fosters, they get euthanized.
Even at shelters
that are making the best efforts at becoming no-kill.
The Boone County Animal Shelter is really ahead of the curve on this initiative. Explain the reasoning behind the decision to foster out kittens that aren't yet ready for adoption. They make room for other animals.
Yes, but it also enables Boone County to reduce their euthanasia rates. They are making a significant stride under the leadership of their director, Becky Ryder, to go no-kill. They're really leading the pack in the area for going no-kill. They don't have the staff. They don't have the resources to bottle feed kittens. And so their only option is really to foster them out. And that's where Little Orphans comes in.
And it's important to remember that these animals are truly helpless and they are in need of constant attention. What's it take to be a foster?
It takes dedication, commitment, a sincere commitment to animal welfare, perseverance through sickness and health. But really, if you do, it's a tremendous joy to watch these little kittens grow. You have to bottle feed them depending on their age. If they're under a week old, you have to feed them every 2 hours, including at least one feeding overnight. So you have to set your alarm and get up in the middle of the night. And it doesn't stop for work. It doesn't stop for class. It doesn't stop for, you know, you have to take care of these kittens. You are basically mama cat, and mama cat does a lot more than you think. But it is like having a human infant. It
just
really is.
Just like having a baby.
But they grow much more quickly, and so it doesn't last that long. By 3 or 4 weeks, they're using the litter box. And by 5 or 6 weeks, they're showing interest in regular kitten food, and you can start withdrawing the bottle. So it's really quick, and it's a joy to watch them grow. You get to see all the developmental stages just eating and sleeping to starting to wrestle with each other to starting to show their little postures with the archy back. It is a joy.
And when you take the cats back, frequently you're dropping off the cats ready for adoption and then picking up a new group to start over again.
Right.
The end
right.
The cycle of life, as
right.
the Lion
There's
King would
say.
There's
always more kittens to be fostered. Now, we do also do our own adoptions as well. We actually have two different programs. One is where we accept kittens from the public, and then we have to find them homes, and we make sure that they are fully vetted, that they are spayed and neutered, that they're microchipped, that they are tested for feline leukemia and FIV, that they have a first set of vaccinations, and they would come with shelter care insurance. The other program we have is the shelter kitten program, where we take kittens from shelters, and once they're weaned, they go back to the shelter.
You can find out how to get in touch with Little Orphan Kitten Rescue to either become a foster, or they have a wish list for donations if you have some items that you'd like to help them out with. You can find out how to get in touch with them on our website at WNKU.org under regional news. Nancy Hancock, good luck with the program. Thanks for stopping by this morning.
Thanks, Matt.